As the votes of Noel Jordan exceeds the quota, I deem him to be elected.
Congratulations. I know, Noel, all your family and friends want to get congratulating you. How does it feel to be elected again?
Yeah, it never gets any easier, does it? This is my third time to be elected to Donegal County Council, and they say it gets easier at time, but I'll tell you, it was a grueling 9 or 10 weeks of canvassing, but suppose at the tally yesterday, it showed that the people in the general area from Donegal town, or say from Barnes, the whole way to Donegalaily, and as I say, they all came out and supported me, gave me a huge vote. My vote never wavered at all. We got an extra 3 votes, believe it. 1535 the last time, 1538 first preference votes this time. You know, if I remind people now that was 5 short of the quota the last time, but when you come in here today and you've seen the full figures in front of you with about the next chasing pack of maybe 5 candidates, so you're looking at 9 candidates that could have filled them 6 seats. So look, at that's the way the votes fall, but I knew I was quite safe yesterday.
How many doors do you think you knocked on during this campaign? Are you still very hands-on and going to people's doors rather than using social media as a means of canvassing?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important, that personal touch at the door, and speak to as many people as possible. But I think, to be quite fair about this, that you earn your vote, and the people that voted for me the last time, it's clearly shown in the boxes, they came out and supported me again. So I'm doing the work on the ground, and people know that. And I could also add that I have a huge team around me, a huge family, but a huge canvas team out this. And everybody put their heart and soul in this. They said, look, we're going to get you elected again. That's what happened. That's what materialized.
Have the issues changed at all on the doors, or are they more or less the same as they always have been?
I found it strange this time. You know, I thought there would be, you know, a lot more anger out there. There of course, there are issues, and there are huge issues due to a housing crisis and the cost of living crisis. But a lot of that stuff wasn't being talked on the door this time. This, in my opinion, and the councillors that's been elected today, is elected to go in and do the work for them. You know, it might be nothing really in general. It's the day-to-day issues. But I was saying earlier on, when I was being interviewed on your station with Catherine, that there's more demands now placed on a councillor. You know, it's placed on a councillor that you have to show that you're bringing in investment and some infrastructure to your area, and that's what people are looking for. And I had proved that over the last 10 years. You know, I contributed to a lot of major infrastructure throughout the Donegal MD, and that's what pays off. That's what pays off in the end of it.
And what keeps you, you know, staying in as a local councillor for you personally? What gives you the drive to seek election over again?
Yeah, well, look, it's something that I didn't believe I was going to do in the first place. You know, I didn't dream someday I was going to be in politics at all. But suppose when you get that, you know, when you get the support from people and you achieve what you set out to achieve, you know, it gets a lot easier. Look, at there's days you'll be looking, you'll say to yourself, what did I get into this for? But them days are very, very slim, you know, compared to the days that you go out and suppose you're getting results for people out there, and it's the feel good factor. You know you're doing something right for the people. And I always say that people that does vote for me, they get what they see on the tin. You know, that's, you know, they want me to work for them, and that's what I'm doing.
Are you happy being the local councillor, or do you sometimes, or do you think to yourself, I want to take the next step? TD.
Yeah. No, well, look, it's a bit early to be... it's a bit early. We don't even know when there's going to be a general election. But
yeah, but have you ever thought about it?
No, look, it has been discussed. It probably has been discussed a number of times. But that'll be a decision that'll not be made by me. It'll be made by senior members within the party. And look, we let them decide, you know.
Yeah, but you have to put in the old CV. You're proving yourself as a councillor. Yeah. Are you not, like, indicating, well, you know... here I am again.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose this was more testing because my canvas areas was confined this time. We ran an additional candidate. And I just want to mention that additional candidate, Linda Boyle, very capable woman, and she a good show in her first time out, but geographically spread. She probably hadn't a huge vote in there, particularly when there was a couple of candidates running in around her. But look, at, I suppose that's a test of me. We had a canvas area from, say, Barnes down to Dunganelli. Half of that constituency took away from me, but yet I increased my vote from the last time, having the whole constituency. So maybe it's a message out there to the party when they look at this and say, he's squeezed in the middle, you know.
So finally, to those who voted for you, to your canvassing team, to your family, what would you like to say?
Well, I would like to say, and I should have said this at the start of the interview, I'm extremely grateful for all the people, each and every one of them, that put my name on their ballot paper and give me the number one. And I would also say that they know that I won't let them down. I haven't let them down in 10 years, and I'm not going to let them down this time. And finally, to all the team here that put in a huge shift, I shouldn't mention people and singly, but Raymond here, my DOE, and without Raymond running the show, and I want to mention another guy here, is a brother-in-law of mine, Bernie Meehan. These two guys kind of coordinated the whole lot together and, you know, ran a great, great campaign and left me that I could go out and do other things. I was doing council meetings and I was away doing this and that. These guys were out preparing the whole campaign, and that's what you need, a good team around you. And there's no doubt this is a good team.